This is WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A performance tonight at one of Akron's underground venues blends experimental music and visual art. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by the Devil Strip magazine's music editor, Brittany Nader. Brittany, the show tonight is organized by Hivemind, which is one of Akron's do-it-yourself spaces that showcases independent artists.
Boaz Bear is one of the founding members of Hivemind, and he curated this show. And he's bringing in a band from Chicago, and they do unique, I know it's an overused word, but ambient songs that are like 20 minutes long. So if you've never experienced something like that, it's going to be really new. And I think the whole point of this show is to blend visual art, performance art, and experimental music and noise, and also encourage the audience to participate and create this entire like sensory experience.
Well, the band is called Mako Sicha, which means Badlands, and they use guitar, drums, percussion to create these ambient songs based off of different paintings and artists that inspire them.
Yeah, and like mystical imagery and that kind of thing. So I think with their music, it goes beyond just like listening to it like a person would casually listen to like a rock band or something. It's supposed to create a real like sensory experience for you.
There are a couple of local acts on the bill for this night, too. One of them from Youngstown, she goes by Normal Girl without the vowels in the spelling of that. Something really neat called Sound Machine. You have to explain this, Brittany.
Okay, so it's this installation that she created, and it's interactive. So it's basically a song-making machine, which, I mean, you could call a musician a song-making machine, but this is like an actual machine. So the whole point is to bring the audience into her performance, and she creates custom songs on the spot. So what you do is you go up and you like tell the machine how you're feeling, whatever emotion you're experiencing in that moment, and she creates a song. So it's really improvisational, and it's totally personalized for each specific member of the audience who wants to participate.
Another artist from Akron performing tonight is Gov Nyam, and they use sound and video, like VHS.
Yeah, it's like these VHS collages. So obviously you'll see TVs, and, you know, instead of just looking at a painting or a sculpture, which is still, you know, this will be like animation. So it's like there's sounds and colors and noise and all kinds of stuff going on with this like ambient, loud music going on in the background.
Who does this appeal to? I mean, is this something that just a casual person would say, I'd like to go check this out? Or is this a really specialized segment of people who would be into this sort of thing?
I think there is like a noise scene in Akron, and also people who like experimental music. But, you know, there's also performance artists around here who like to see what other people are doing. Mm. And then just musicians who are like, I want to see what this person, what kind of noise this person's making that I never would have tried to do before. So it's not the kind of concert I think like your average person would walk into and be like, I want to see a show tonight. This is really going to be like more of a niche thing, but it's also something that if you've never experienced it before, you're kind of in for a really interesting experience.
And if you want to look up some of these bands, it's kind of difficult to find some of their music because, again, it's especially things like Normal Girl, like she creates it on the spot. Mm-hmm. It's not really a recorded piece that you can go buy the music.
Yeah, I mean, some of them do have like tracks on Bandcamp and online and things like that. And I'm sure they have like recorded music for sale, but it's a little bit underground. Mm. And some of these, you know, Hivemind's a really good space for like if you have a new musical project or an art project to kind of introduce it to the local community. So they don't necessarily have a lot of things available where you could listen to it right now. But that's why it's fun to kind of go to the show, because you're not only hearing the music, you're also seeing this entire performance.
Brittany, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.